Joining us right now from the Special Unit 2 show that airs Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock on UPN is Richard Gant, who plays the captain on the show, Captain Richard Page. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Nice show, an interesting show, kind of, well, I don't know, a cross between a little X-Files-ish and a little different kind of show.
Well, kind of a Men in Black in Chicago.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
On television.
Yeah, your character is actually supposed to have been kind of retired, and he's actually doing this other thing on the side that people don't know about. This whole group, the special unit, too. Talk a little bit about people have to understand about the links and all these other things that are part of the show.
Right. Well, supposedly my character, see, a lot of this hasn't been revealed yet. It's to be revealed.
Slap me!
Over time.
Okay.
But he's a police captain who commands an underground police station formed in the bowels of Chicago underneath the MTA to combat the aliens, which in our case are lynx. Now, lynx are not man nor beast, but they're the link between them that has been with us throughout time and who has caused a major amount of the mischief that we find that's happened in the course of history. These things take on various shapes and guises and disguises and are totally supernatural. But that's what this police command center is about.
And we should mention that we're talking about, like, gargoyles and fairies and mummies and werewolves.
Gargoyles, fairies, mummies, the liposuction monster, and on and on.
Yeah, this is actually very interesting little kind of, quote, monsters on this thing. Yeah, very interesting stuff. And one of the interesting characters on the show is played by Danny Woodburn, the kleptomaniac gnome.
Danny is an accomplished actor whom we are all very glad decided to come with us. He has a sense of humor that is wonderful and a charming attitude about himself, a demeanor. And so his character then, this comedic little gnome who's a kleptomaniac and has a little smart mouth, then he's an indestructible little rascal, and it all adds to the show.
Well, I think that actually it brings a little bit of lightness to a show that sometimes can get fairly dark.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, my character also is one of these put upon characters because of his stiffness. Other folks either they haven't started yet really having fun at my expense, although Danny does, but they will. And so part of my stuff has to do with levity also.
Well, in the beginning, though, your character, Captain Page, is a no-nonsense, by-the-book cop that I think sees over time that you can't really go by the book all the time.
Right. But there's a tongue-in-cheek quality to it that we keep trying to make sure is there. His job basically is to keep these malcontents in line. His ally in all of that is the female character played by Alexandra Lee. And in the opening episode, we found that she came from the regular police department, stumbled into this, and was accepted. But she is constantly amazed at the different kinds of things that happen, the supernatural, the attitudes of the people in order to fight these doggone very dangerous creatures. And so what I have found is that she is an ally, actually, in my mission, which is to keep these things in check, because she acts as kind of a loving mothering figure to everybody else. And so if I can keep her on track, she helps keep the other people on track.
Well, she also has that gift, being able to see and notice links before it's too late, that many of the people on the show don't have.
And that's very helpful. These other folks on the show are hammers, In other words, you know, you turn them on, you point them in that direction, and you turn them on, and they, you know, destroy things that are in front of them. But a lot of times that's rather headstrong, and while it works, it could lead to other problems. And so with her gifts, you see, we are now forming a unit that can make a dent.
Special Unit 2 is on Wednesdays at 8 with Richard Gant as Captain Richard Page. Where are you from originally, Richard?
I'm actually from Berkeley, California. I had left there years ago, headed for New York. I was a theater teacher there.
Oh.
Headed for New York.
Yeah.
And I stayed there 16 years, basically doing theater, and left New York with a movie called Rocky V. And with that, I ended up in Los Angeles, got married, and am still here.
Now, you've played cops before, haven't you?
I played most of my career as cops. I 2 years ago, I had a year-long character arc on NYPD Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very good for me. I played a detective there, a fellow who was busted down from sergeant back down to detective, and he had to deal with Sipowitz every day.
Oh, boy.
Who he blamed for his problems.
And how's he to work for, by the way?
Dennis Franz is a prince of an actor. I remember my first day on the set doing that character. I had did several characters before over the years. And they brought me back to reprise something that I had done in one of the characters, the desk sergeant. And I remember the producer came on the set and he was making his notes known and couldn't figure out how to get through something. And I volunteered a way to get through the scene. And Dennis looked at me and looked down and you saw by his head, he was saying, no, shh. Let him figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another actor could simply have stepped back and allowed me to make my mistakes.
Yeah. He was trying to help you out, though.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He's very helpful, very encouraging person, whom, during the rehearsals for a scene, you could make a mistake and not understand what a great actor he is in this role and assume that what he's doing in the rehearsals is what's going to happen once the cameras get to rolling. And and you'd be overwhelmed if you didn't
So and what was the first series or show that you played a policeman in?
What was the first series?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know. I'm constantly a cop. You know.
You get stereotyped in that role, huh?
Well, it's authority, not really cop. It's authority figures. But there was a series. I don't know. I think the first series I did was something called Adams Chronicles or something in the late 70s in New York.
Not Adam 12, though.
No. Adam's Chronicles or something.
Huh.
Always a cop.
Oh, yeah. Now, have you done any movies or a lot of movies? Or
the movie, I have a movie out right now, actually, that opened Wednesday. Last Wednesday was a big day for me because not only did Special Unit 2 premiere, but a film called Kingdom Come with Whoopi Goldberg, LL Cool J, Jada Pinkett, Loretta Devine, on and on and on and on.
Wow.
That opened also. Very funny movie. One of those kind of movies where Loretta Devine and I were talking about it. We would have paid simply to be a part of. It's that funny. And
now, you didn't tell them when you were negotiating your contract, though, right?
No. No, that isn't one of the things that I would have told them.
Wait, was that a Whoopi production?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. But the movie wouldn't have gone forward if they had not signed Whoopi.
Yeah. Now, do you enjoy movies as much as you do TV?
All of them are different. Movies, television, theater, they're all different ways of getting to the same thing. And one of them isn't harder than the other. The thing about film and episodic TV, hour-long episodic TV, is the hours.
Yeah.
You know, it's long and it's brutal. And you have to be just as fresh at 4:30 in the morning as you might have been when you first came to the set the day before, you know, at 8 or 9.
Sure.
And that's a trick and not easy to do.
Now, continuity is tough to keep up as you go along.
Right.
You know, you mentioned about the role and about Dennis Franz and NYPD Blue, and a lot of actors, you know, do contribute to the roles that they have. How much contribution are you making in terms of Captain Richard Page? Do you have any contribution at all in terms of the character and developing the character?
Typically, when you cast in a pilot, the executive producer has an idea, since he's usually the one that wrote it,
mm-hmm.
He has an idea of the character. Your job as an actor is to take whatever you assume is what he wants and elevate that and keep on elevating it and finding a way to make it yours. And to the extent that you can make it yours is the extent you may get hired.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If he likes that you have presented. And but your constant fight is to stay on an even keel with what you understand, you and the executive producer understand what the character is, and elevate that. You must elevate it.
Mm. Now, does Evan ever talk to you about the character or about the lines or anything?
No, not really. I would probably end up having more I would probably end up initiating a conversation faster than he would. He would admit that, well, you know this character much better than I ever could.
Right.
You know, because we have to build up a life for him that a writer never would.
Exactly.
A life. He would tell us, he would, for instance, tell me, perhaps, how I got this hand. I have a prosthetic hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have notions on how I got that, but he would probably provide the nuts and bolts. It was shot off in Vietnam, or an alien got it, or
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the things that the hand does, all of the things that I have to do as a result of not having this doggone hand on a daily basis, how I get through the day, either hiding it or in pain as a result of it, or how I could perhaps use it in combat or not. All of that is me. How I find ways of being humorous with it, you see,
mm-hmm.
is things that hopefully delights the exec and writers, so that they then write the shows that have some kind of way incorporated my notions about the doggone hand. And all he ever said was, or ever thought about it, was that it was shot off in Vietnam, perhaps. He hasn't revealed what happened to it.
Okay.
Now, one very funny thing that does happen in a subsequent episode is I'm getting ready to, pick up something and put it and attach it to this prosthetic hand, and I realize that the hand is not there. And I take a moment to register this, realize that it's gone, and look over there, and Danny, this character, is scratching his back with it. Well, so to that extent, you see.
That sounds just like Danny's character who would be doing that, yes.
Right, right.
That's
right,
pretty funny.
Right.
So you got Kingdom Come out on the movie screens right now.
Right.
Special Unit 2 every Wednesday at 8 o'clock on UPN.
Yes.
Anything lined up for the next hiatus? And
No, I just finished actually directing a play in Cleveland at the Caramu Theater there. I did a musical called Simply Heavenly. And so I might go back and do some other theater. And, you know, all actors are always working on shows that they have written and they hope to sell. And
sure.
Yeah. And
did
so,
you get to visit the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, while you were out there?
Oh, I absolutely have. Several times, actually. My wife was to perform there. She's from Cleveland. Actually, we have a home right outside of Cleveland.
Also. Oh.
And so they were honoring this rock and roll show that she used to do years ago. And so I was in there for that.
Any children?
Yes. My eldest daughter is there in New York. I mean, my eldest daughter's in California. She teaches school. My middle daughter is going to performing arts.
Oh, wow.
In Manhattan.
Another Gant in the biz.
Yep.
Now, are you related to Norman Gant by any chance?
No, I don't know a Norman.
Yeah, there's a Norman that was
what
a producer. He was a producer on TV years ago.
Huh.
Did cartoons and some other things like that.
Yeah,
so
no,
I thought there might have been a relationship there.
I don't know.
But any relation to the Gants who played football?
That's right, Boston. Reuben Gant, who used to play for Buffalo, he was the first, their first choice, and I think 82 or something.
Yeah, I remember.
Is my first cousin.
Oh, okay.
And he is now starting a rodeo circuit.
Wow.
Out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so Mother's Day, I'm to be in Tulsa there at the rodeo.
There you go.
See? I am also, I'll have you know, I'm very proud of this. I am the honorary mayor of Boley, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Boley, Oklahoma is the last little all-black town left in the United States of America, I think.
Really?
It has all of two blocks of town.
Oh. Wow.
But it's kind of an ancestral home for me, and they have a rodeo each year.
And you are the honorary mayor.
And I'm, this year at any rate, I'm the honorary mayor.
Well, I hope you'll grant tax relief.
Or something.
Well, continue.
Like the little lady was saying, don't you bring those horses on my lawn. Don't you. If any relief I'm going to provide.
Well, Richard, continued good luck in the career with Special Unit 2 every Wednesday on UPN. And good luck with Kingdom Come. Hope a lot of other movies and theater opportunities come up. And maybe we'll talk again sometime.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.